Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
a
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault?
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic, Rockfin, Odyssey, YouTube, or now band.video, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you so much. I realize you have a million options out there, and I appreciate it so much that you've decided to spend your time with me. And for the next 60 minutes, I'm going to be kicking CNN in the nuts, which is something that you probably won't want to miss. But before we do that, thank you so much to our amazing sponsors that have been with us and help us to produce this show twice a week, now three times a week, if you count the Flashback Fridays. Thank you to Chemical Free Body. Tim James has become not just a sponsor, but a real good friend of mine. He's doing amazing work out there, making sure that you have the best supplements available. Chemical Free Body. That means there's no chemicals in them. You can do the Gut and Toxin Detox Package, which I did, which will put your body into a position to really get kind of leaned out, feeling, clean out. It's like a cleanse. It's a cleanse in a box is what they call it. But it did a little bit more than just cleanse me out. I wound up losing 14 pounds on it, which is crazy because, frankly, I didn't have 14 pounds to lose, but that's what it did. Made my body super efficient. In fact, I recorded a video about it, and you can see that if you're interested at chemicalfreebody.com/macro. You can read up about the package. You don't have to just buy that. I mean, I don't take I don't do the 90-day cleanse every 90 days. I did it that one time, but I take Green 85 every single day. I haven't missed a day. I take it religiously because it makes me feel better. It's my vitamins. It's just a scoop into a glass of 12 ounces of water, stir it up, drink it. That's it. So if you are interested, if you are looking for supplements that actually work and aren't some sort of scam that you just piss out and they never do anything, you got to go to chemicalfreebody.com/macro, read up on it. And if you think that it's right for you and you're interested in pulling the trigger on it on your way out, use the promo code macro to save yourself even more money. And also to C60 Purple Power. I tell you, I got these great supplement companies. You know, C60 Purple Power is crazy, man. It's something I would have never known about. And what it does is it gets in and lifts the oxidation burden off of your cells. It gives your cells more energy. It allows you to produce energy more efficiently. It's amazing. The guys that discovered it won the Nobel Prize for its discovery, and they didn't even have to drone strike anyone to do it. I think that's amazing in and of itself. So if you are interested, go to C60PurplePower.com. Read as much as you can about it. It's a phenomenal product. I take that. That's the first thing I do every morning. It comes in a bottle. It's a liquid. You pour it into a spoon, take one swig, and that's it. And it didn't upset my stomach. Doesn't taste bad or anything like that. They have a variety of different flavors, but I think people should check it out. I'm on it. My mom's on it. I've got my family on it, you know? So if you are in the market, c60purplepower.com and use the promo code macro to save yourself some money, save yourself on free shipping and things like that. A big thank you to our sponsors. If you're interested in connecting with me, the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. We've got all kinds of stuff going on over there. And like I mentioned, we are now taking this show 3 days a week. We have Flashback Friday, which is fun because what I get a chance to do is bring one out of the archives. Of course, you can go back through them and listen to all of the episodes in whatever order you want. But I recognize that there's so many new listeners to the show that have come over in the last couple of months that they weren't around for the first couple of episodes. So let's bring it back. We'll rotate it in, have some fun. We can listen to what we were talking about a year or so ago. So, but I think everybody that has been listening to this show for longer than at least a month probably knows that, well, let's just say that, Christmas came early for me with the firing of Jeff Zucker. Now, normally, I don't gloat in the, you know, with somebody else losing their job or, you know, their livelihood or something like that. But I'm willing to make a special exception for this piece of shit, Jeff Zucker, who is a garbage human being, who got everything that he deserved by being fired. And I'm going to go into a bit of the history of CNN, some of the recent history as well, to really talk about what these people have become. Now, it's no surprise anybody knows that I despise the mainstream media. I consider them to be the enemy of the people. I really do. Way before Trump said that, you know, I've been very vocal about that. Because they are. They're liars. They are there to sell you a false story, a false reality, to craft a narrative, to tell you that the sky is green and that you're crazy for saying that it's blue, and then mock you, and then bring in a panel discussion to talk about how crazy you are and mock you, and all these things that these pieces of shit do on the regular at the mainstream news. You know, they've been exposed more recently, I think, with the COVID situation. It's become really undeniable that they are lying and shaping reality in a way to fit their agenda. It's reprehensible. It's dangerous. I mean, it's one thing. Like, I wouldn't have this big of a hard-on for going after the media if they were just stupid. You know, stupid, you know, if they're just doing stupid things, I wouldn't have this sort of vitriol. But the reality of the situation is that the stories they tell, the lies that they spin, the narratives that they craft, creates a version of the world that isn't real, but appears to be real to the viewers. And then they sell that version. They discuss wars. They discuss the need for wars. They and this is not limited to the television news, of course. Wall Street or Washington Post, New York Times, all these newspapers have been doing it for a long, long time. But talking us into war where a war shouldn't be, because it's good for business or it's good for a distraction away from the president's failings. And I'm not picking necessarily on Biden. All the presidents in my lifetime have done shit like this. When their ratings are down, they start some skirmish somewhere else in the world and focus the attention on that so that it's not at their low approval ratings or recent scandals or interns that, you know, that have sucked them off, or, you know, all the ridiculous stuff that George Bush has said, or the fact that Obama had a, you know, wore a tan suit one day, so now he's got to start a war to distract from that, and all this stuff, right? Like, the media are co-conspirators in all of this. I have no respect for them. I think they're all disgusting. And I think CNN, among all of them, I put CNN at the top. Because, you know, I don't expect much from Fox, and I don't expect much from MSNBC. Hell, the MS in MSNBC stands for Microsoft. So you already know it's going to be glitchy and buggy and frustrating and run by Bill Gates, you know? So I didn't have high expectations for them. But CNN at one point did a good job with news. I mean, as good of a job with news as you can do while you have CIA agents embedded in you through Operation Mockingbird. But, you know, they did some journalism when Bernard Shaw is under the bed in the Baghdad Hotel, and there's bombs going off in 1991, and they put the cameras in the windows, and you can see all the AA gun tracer fire and stuff like that, and explosions going off, and they're reporting from the line, you know, from the hotel rooms, or he's under his bed, he's got mattresses. But I mean, that was compelling television. I remember that I was a freshman in college when that was going on, and I was glued to the television set. Like, it was the first war that was essentially made for TV, or at least had a television component to it. And CNN ran that narrative. Now, of course, digging back into all of that, you find the lies and whatnot. But CNN, at least at that point, 1991, early 91, January, had the perception of being a real news agency. And I think at that point, there was some real news agency in them. Now, they were started in the 80s by Ted Turner. Ted Turner, you know, has this reputation of being this, you know, he was married to Jane Fonda, and he's kind of like, you know, fun guy Ted, and he's kind of, well, you know, I'm just kind of a country guy, and I like buffaloes, and I'm in the news business, and I made all this money, and you know, so there's that image of Ted Turner. And he's played that role for a while. You don't see much of him anymore, but that was the image of Ted Turner. He was kind of like that crazy uncle that made it rich and, you know, made it big in the oil business or something and has all this money and is doing wacky shit. That's a cover story. Ted Turner is a reprehensible piece of shit. Okay. He is a hardcore eugenics guy. He is a depopulation enthusiast. He is deeply involved in the United Nations, and he wants everybody on this planet. Well, he wants 5 out of 7 people on this planet dead. Okay. He wants to, quote, stabilize the population. These are the things that matter to Ted Turner. And again, I'm not speculating. You can watch the videos of him being interviewed in the 90s and talking about this. The importance of depopulation, the importance of this. He said, there's too many people. That's why we have global warming. So he gave up the game a little bit, right? You know, because he's like depopulation, global warming. We're going to use global warming as the excuse to depopulate, you know, boom, there you go. He kind of gave it up a little early. He said, I think 2 billion is right. Now, mind you, there's 7 billion people on the planet. So he wants 5 out of every 7 people dead. Well, Ted Turner has 5 kids. So which 3 are we going to put up against the wall, Ted? I mean, if you're going to be intellectually honest about this, and if depopulation really is the reason why we, you know, if the overpopulation is the reason why we have global warming, and that if you think 2 billion is right, and we're currently at 7 billion, then we have to get started on this. And you have 5 children, Ted Turner, you fucking hypocrite. So which ones have got to go? And which ones of their grandchildren have to go? None of yours? Oh, you mean in India, they need to go. In Bangladesh, they need to go. I get it. I understand. Uganda, gotta go. Ted Turner's family? Fuck. Living on his hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of ranches that he owns, which, by the way, could house probably a billion people in the land that just Ted Turner owns. So I think he's also the chairman of the United Nations Foundation. So again, he's not an accidental globalist. He's not some rich guy who started a media company and got captured by this. He is philosophically aligned with the United Nations and their global depopulation agenda. Okay. So just so we're clear on where CNN is coming from, that's the guy that started the company. So it's amazing to me that there was ever a time when they were doing actual journalism. But there was. There really was. There was, I mean, I know it's hard to believe now, but there was a time. But what's wound up in the news headlines these days is that Jeff Zucker, the president, is out. He is out because of a relationship with Allison Gullis, the executive vice president there, apparently number two in charge. Now, do you know what she did? Do you know what she did before she was at CNN? She was Andrew Cuomo's communication director. But I'm sure CNN sticking up for Andrew Cuomo was all just a big coincidence, you know? Yeah, I'm sure it was a big coincidence. Well, it was well known these two were having a relationship. It wound up this relationship that the two of them had was so well known that it ended both of their marriages. So they were cheating on their spouses with each other. And could you imagine if your wife cheated on you and you're like, who's the guy that you cheated on? And she's like, I'm sorry, it was Jeff Zucker. And you're like, oh my God, like, oh, not only are you a cheating whore, but I just lost all my respect for you. Jeff Zucker? You couldn't do any better than Jeff fucking Zucker, that little troll. Oh, was Brian Stelter not available? Jesus Christ. That's disgusting. But that, all that aside, right? It ended both of their marriages. Which I don't, you know, I mean, whatever. But it was known in the workroom, it was known in CNN that these two were having had a relationship. And look, once your marriages are busted up and you're single, you can do what you want, right? So I'm not trying to say they can't do this or anything like that, but I guess they lied about it and whatever. But that's not what's going on here. I mean, that is the cover story. That's the convenient cover story. That's what gets the headlines, and that's what they're talking about. But that's not why Jeff Zucker is there. Isn't there, I should say. That has nothing to do with it. Jeff Zucker is no longer the head of CNN because CNN's ratings are down 90%. And when your ratings are down 90%, you have to go look for another job. It's almost impossible to get your ratings to drop by 90% without like actively trying to do that. I mean, I guess the only thing short of like just padlocking the front door to CNN and just saying we're not broadcasting anymore. Short of that, to lose 90% of your audience is it really difficult to do. And yet, so I guess credit to Jeff Zucker for being creative, for finding a way to turn off millions and millions of people to your programming. Well, Jeff Zucker did it. His ratings are down 89% for primetime viewers, down 91% for those in the 18 to 49 year old demographics, which is kind of like a pretty important one. I think the 25 to 54 demographics is known to be the most important one. So this is just one notch. But anyway, your 91% means if you had a room with 10 people watching CNN, 9 of them got up and left. And I suppose that the one guy that's still there is, I don't know, maybe in the middle of some sort of like fentanyl overdose or has fallen asleep. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out who the one person is that would stick around and go, oh, this is great. I mean, I from time to time watch CNN, but it's just to see the buffoonery that's happening there, you know, to see what I'm missing. But I think an unnamed TV executive said the following statement. I wish they'd put their name on it because I would buy this guy a beer. A case study in the most destructive media executive ever to exist, who had taken a once great network and literally destroyed it. Is how they described Jeff Zucker. Like, it's hard. It's hard to be that bad. 90% of your audience? Like, I mean, you can say crazy shit and not lose 90% of your audience. But, you know, people don't like being lied to. And CNN is constantly lying to people. So they really are, I guess it is sort of understanding that over time, people just sort of tune you out. But especially when over the 4 years of Trump's presidency, CNN made a conscious decision to completely and totally focus only on Donald Trump. And when you do that, then your numbers will suffer if Donald Trump is no longer the president. And of course, he's not. Joe Biden is the president. And CNN has nothing to talk about. Unless you watch Brian Stelter's show, in which Brian Stelter's show is how he tries to criticize Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. So that's his entire show. So there's no creativity. There's nothing interesting going on over there unless you count New Year's Eve, where Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen get hammered and talk about cock. But other than that, there's nothing going on. Donald Trump described Jeff Zucker as a world-class sleazebag. I mean, I suppose a case can be made, takes one to know one, right? And there's pictures of them hugging it out and everything. So I don't know if Donald Trump means that. He is, Jeff Zucker is a world-class scumbag or sleazebag. What Jeff Zucker really did, though, was he turned CNN from this news journalistic heavy organization into like an opinion oriented service where it was not, there were no facts on, you know, CNN. I mean, the facts that they used were garbage. It was mostly opinions. It was like The View, but for retards or something, I guess. I don't know. And it had this undeniable feel of yellow journalism. They just did shitty things. They were poor at their jobs. They were dishonest. Their sources were garbage. They used things like, CNN is famous for this. I mean, especially from people close to the president's line of thinking said blah, blah, blah about Trump. Talk about nothing. People familiar with the president's line of thinking said X, Y, and Z. Who fucking cares? That's nothing. That's like saying people from the CIA said this. And so their sources were garbage. They pushed Russiagate, you know, MSNBC too. And they took a pounding in the ratings. Russiagate was a gigantic lie. It was a lie from the beginning. We called it out as being a lie. The journalists that were out there actually doing work, like Matt Taibbi and people like that, were like, this is bullshit. This is crazy that you guys are focused on this. Guys like Jimmy Dore, who you know, he's not even a journalist. He's a comedian. He had it figured out right away. Plenty of people figured it out. You know, that's not even a huge compliment because it was so obvious. How could you not figure it out? But there's CNN breathlessly selling this obvious lie night after night. Look, under Jeff Zucker's watch, Tucker Carlson at Fox News, his show has wound up with more Democrats watching his show than watch CNN. And CNN is skewed to the left, and Fox News is skewed to the right. Theoretically, there should be no Democrats watching Tucker Carlson's show. And yet, not only are there some, but there are more of them watching his show than are watching CNN. That's an embarrassment. That's not supposed to happen. And I understand that the media has an agenda and they're selling narratives, and it's not even so much about making money or things like that, because when it comes to laying out these big lies that are crafted by the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderberg and Davos and that whole crowd, you know, if the media operations take a financial hit, but the message is strong and it convinces people that we need this Agenda 2030 New World Order shit, well, they'll find a way to subsidize the news companies. They'll find a way to put some money in there. And they do. They put money in there all the time. And the government contributes money to these news organizations all the time. They have to, because their ratings are so low that they can't make enough money to turn a profit because the advertising rates are low. So, and I used to work in it for an ad agency, and I was a media planner. So I would be in charge of figuring out where our ads were going, which TV shows you'd want them on. It would be CNN this night or this, you know, Fox or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. And you'd lay it out based on what the client wanted. So you can't charge high ad rates when you don't have viewers, and CNN doesn't have viewers. Therefore, there is a financial component to this. And now, and so that's not to be overlooked, of course, that there's a financial component to it, but they're willing to lose a little bit of money as long as the message gets out there and convinces everybody that we have to do this New World Order thing. But here's the problem. The message isn't getting out there. People aren't connecting with it. They're not connecting with CNN's version of this. So not only are they losing money, they're losing influence on top of that. They're completely irrelevant. And now if we take it a step further, they're actually the laughingstock of the mainstream media. So it's a catastrophe. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they folded CNN. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they folded CNN, because right now it's a total teardown. You know, it's a total in my real estate world, when we rehab houses and stuff like that, this is a total gut. You have to take it down to the studs and put it all. You can't leave the drywall in. Everything in that place stinks. It's a total remodel job. But I don't even think they have the appetite for it. I truly wouldn't be surprised if they just let CNN go away. And I would be sad, because though I despise those miserable bastards over there in New York, I secretly love their insanity. Like I kind of am waiting to see what sort of stupidity they will put forth next. But their fearless leader, Jeff Zucker, you know, Jeff Zucker, whose wife is best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. Oh, I wonder why CNN wasn't digging into Jeffrey Epstein. I just wonder why. I wonder if Jeff Zucker said, that's a non-starter. Now, I know he doesn't run ABC, but we saw A.B. Rohrbach run up against that brick wall when she was trying to report on it. We had everything. We had Clinton. We had everything. Remember? Not that there's any sort of investigative instincts left at CNN, that some journalist would go in and actually dig around and figure out what was really happening with Jeffrey Epstein and then bring it to the forefront and run that piece on CNN. There was a scandal happening right inside their own fucking offices, and nobody talked about it. They're not going to talk about Epstein, you know? So it starts at the top. It starts at the founding with Ted Turner. Not good. You then finally have Jeff Zucker coming in for the last decade or so. And I mean, just driving the company into the ground. And let's not forget, when Jeff Zucker was running NBC Universal, he hired Trump for The Apprentice. He greenlit that show. That show was so popular and so successful that it made Donald Trump the president and it made Jeff Zucker the president of CNN. They have a mutually parasitic relationship with one another. They secretly needed each other, which is wild to me. But Jeff Zucker ultimately takes responsibility for filling out the roster. And the roster at CNN is not good. The quality of the news anchors, oh, let's just say it's a bit lacking. And I almost don't even know where to start. But since we mentioned that little potato, Brian Stelter, let's start with that guy. Do you remember a video from, might have been 2 years ago or so, where there's a panel discussion, and you can find the video. You can go out and find it anywhere if you just search Brian Stelter, Ted Koppel. And they've got these chairs, and it's like a panel discussion. It's in front of an audience. And Ted Koppel just schools Brian Stelter in a way that was hilarious and so, like, embarrassing that you felt bad for how bad Brian Stelter was looking. Like, it was that brutal. And the topic was about ratings, and it was about Trump. And Ted Koppel was saying, you needed Trump. The media, he wasn't even really necessarily picking on CNN. He was saying the media in general. But since he was talking to a panel that included Brian Stelter, it obviously feels like it was directed at CNN. But he was saying, you know, Trump was important to the media. And what are you going to do when he goes away? I think this was in a transition period. It might have been, I'm not certain about it, but it might have been after he'd lost, but before Biden was put in that time frame or something like that. But they were exploring the very real possibility that Trump was gone. And what were these network news agencies going to do without Trump? Because he was, you know, say what you want about him, he was great for ratings, you know, and they always had, he was saying something that was inflammatory, and they were clutching their pearls and flipping out and acting like it was a big deal, all that stuff, you know. But it's like a circus, right? People were buying tickets for the circus. So what Ted Koppel was saying is, what are you going to do when the clown's gone? And with regard to ratings, you know what Brian Stelter said? And I'm not going to imitate his high squeaky voice because I have testicles and I can't. He said, we might be up 20%. We might be up 30%, 40%. This is what Brian Stelter thought was going to happen when Trump left and CNN's ratings. What did I tell you his ratings did? They went down 90%. 90% down. Brian Stelter thinks that their ratings are going to go up 40%. This is exactly what, this is the quote. We might be up 20%. We might be up 30%, 40%. If we go down 40%, that's okay too. And then Ted Koppel reminds him, not with your bosses, it isn't. And Brian Stelter said, I don't understand what you're talking about. So, look, I don't work for the mainstream media. Don't think that you have to know that if your ratings go down, that's a bad thing. Ted Koppel was trying to explain to Brian Stelter that when Trump leaves, their ratings are going to go down, and that's a bad thing. And Brian Stelter was trying to argue with him, saying, first of all, our ratings will probably go up about 40%, but even if they go down 40%, that's okay too. So he's explaining to everybody with the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it, that he is a moron. Without exception. He truly doesn't understand this. And so it leads you to a contemplation about this. Jeff Zucker hired him. Jeff Zucker put him in a position to be on your television. Now, I'm not going to get too shitty about his looks, okay? God knows I'm bald too, right? You know, I'm not doing that. But let's be honest for a minute and a bit superficial. When it comes to television news, there's a certain look that you need to have. Fox News always makes their female reporters, you know, they're always sitting at desks that show their legs. They've always got not necessarily short skirts on, but they're showing legs, all right? Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight insured her legs, okay? This is not to be sexist or anything like that. It's just that when you're dealing with television, you want to have the best aesthetics possible. You know, and we can debate whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a factual thing. Brian Stelter doesn't look, he's got a face made for radio. Okay. It's just the facts. He's a short little potato. But all of that aside, I'd be willing to overlook that if he was delivering excellent information. Then it would be like, well, listen, it's more the quality of his work than it is his looks. You know, we here at CNN, we pride ourselves on quality. No, listen, his work sucks too. His work is as unappealing as his face. So why is he there? Reliable sources? Seriously? He doesn't even understand the industry that he works in. And that's alarming to me. But then, so what do you do instead? Who's the flagship guy? Who are we going to bring on? Who are we going to tie the CNN flag to and raise it to the rafters? Don Lemon? I'm sorry, Don Lemon. Don Lemon is still working out his sexual assault case. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. He went up to some guy in a bar who he didn't know, reached down, grabbed the guy by his balls, and said, "Do you like pussy or dick?" That's Don Lemon for you. I'm a successful black man. Everyone's jealous of me because I'm a successful black man. Bro, you're in the middle of a sexual assault case. There's nothing successful about that. You're a piece of shit. You're a fucking groomer, frankly. I mean, look, he says the dumbest stuff. And on New Year's Eve, he gets all bombed and then starts, he said to Kathy Griffin, "Nice rack." Look, everybody knows Kathy Griffin does not have a nice rack. So fact check that. Why don't the fact checkers ever fact check anything worthwhile? Fact check that. Fact check Don Lemon saying that Kathy Griffin has a nice rack. Yeah, he said it, but it's not true. But you know what he did say? He said that black men should stop wearing baggy clothing, using the N-word, dropping out of school, having children out of wedlock, and littering. Glad he threw the littering in there. He's environmentally conscious, don't you know? While also stereotyping based on race, you know, a race that he is, of course. The whole thing is just weird, right? It's a weird grift over there at CNN. It's a strange
environment.
And Don Lemon is not a bright guy. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm trying to be fair here. And I'm not trying to just throw out my opinions. But he said something that is so utterly ridiculous and stupid that I think that this is an example of a case where someone can say one dumb thing, and then it is reasonable for you to assume that everything that comes out of their mouth is as dumb as this. Because when he was discussing with a panel about the Malaysian airliner MH370 that went missing in the Indian Ocean, clearly not a fun topic, not a joking topic. 267 people, I think, on board, missing, dead, presumed dead. A serious thing. Don Lemon, with a straight face, asked the experts that were on the panel if it was possible that the plane was disappeared into a black hole. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not capable of being this funny. I could have never thought of anything quite like this. This is a brand of comedy that I aspire to, but have no realistic expectation of ever reaching there. I would have never, ever asked if MH370, an airplane flying around Earth, was swallowed up by a black hole in outer space. But Don Lemon, I swear to you on my life, said that on television. And then the people in the panel didn't know what to do. They just didn't. They didn't know how to respond to that. Because frankly, the only response is like, in the cartoons where they've got like there's like a button under the desk, and then you punch the button, and then like on the other side of the desk, like the floor, like a big hole opens up and the person drops into a big pit. That's the only explanation. When Don Lemon says that, somebody in the control room at CNN needs to hit the button, and Don Lemon just falls into a pit of alligators. He asked a rape victim, one of the Bill Cosby rape victims, why she didn't just try to bite his dick off and stop it instead. And the victim was mortified, didn't know how to answer that. This is the level of quality that CNN not only hires, but retains and pays millions of dollars to. Like I'm not exaggerating at all. When I say this, CNN could go down to Times Square in New York City and just look for maybe 20, 30 minutes and find somebody that they could replace Don Lemon with immediately that would be 100 times better. You could just randomly pick anybody. Yeah, maybe not every single person. But if you had 15 minutes down at Times Square, you could find somebody better than Don Lemon that could start immediately. You could find 100 people better than him. That's what they like that. They like Don Lemon. You know why? Well, because there's a culture at CNN, a culture of pedophilia. Hate to say it. And I'm not saying it just because I don't like CNN. I can back it up. CNN producer Rick Salibi. He's a producer for The Lead with Jake Tapper. You know, that smug, arrogant cocksucker who always pretends like he's deeply thinking, oh, I'm going to take my glasses off and deeply think, what are you saying there? I guarantee you there's not a thought going through Jake Tapper's empty head. But his producer, Rick Salibi, allegedly solicited sexually explicit photos of the source's underage daughter. He was interacting with a woman, but wanted naked pictures of her daughter. There is a recording of him saying the following. And I don't normally put disclaimers on my podcast or anything like that. But if you've got kids in the car, first of all, why are they listening to this? But second of all, just be warned, because it's going to get a bit graphic. This is what CNN producer Rick Salibi said on a recording. So you know he's not bright if he's allowing himself to be recorded saying this, aside from being a disgusting pedophile, allegedly. After I'm done having my mouth on her, he's talking about the kid, I'm going to walk up and put my crotch very close to her face, slowly unzip my zipper, and just guide her head a little closer. And I'm just going to have her kiss the head, and I'm going to put her head on it so she can feel what the hard flesh feels like. This is CNN. That's Jake Tapper's producer talking about what he's going to do to a child. He's telling the child's mother what he's going to do to her. He was also asking for nudes from a second child who was 14 years old. This is all exposed by Project Veritas. You can look this up. This is working its way through the court system, so I'm going to say allegedly to all of this, but the recording is of him saying that. And we'll let the court system take care of it. But again, this isn't somebody that just slipped through the cracks. And this isn't somebody that works at a tow truck company. This is somebody that works at a news organization with reporters and investigative journalists and all of these people around whose job is to be suspicious and dig into stories about what's going on, to be observant, to be paying attention, to write stories about it. You've got your producers trying to groom children for sex. Multiple producers. Because here's CNN producer number two, John Griffin. Worked on Chris Cuomo's show. You remember Chris Cuomo, right? We're going to get to him in a minute. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about that piece of shit. John Griffin brought a mother and her 9-year-old daughter to his home in Vermont, where the daughter, where, quote, the daughter was directed to engage in and did engage in unlawful sexual activity. 9 years old. I know what a 9-year-old daughter looks like because I have a 10-year-old daughter. I'm telling you right now, you go up against the wall for that shit. I take my chances with a jury trial. Griffin stated that he believed that there is a... again, this is, if you're sensitive to this stuff, I get it. It's awful. But I'm going to read you what CNN producer John Griffin said. He believed that there is, quote, a wanton whore at the core of any woman, and that a woman is a woman regardless of her age. He paid a woman $3,000 to bring her daughter. He's open about how he feels society should run. He also once stated that, quote, one of the big lies of this society is that women are delicate, innocent angels, and they are, in actuality, naturally, the dirtiest sluts possible in every metric. John Griffin, CNN producer, produced Chris Cuomo's show nightly. I wonder why Jeff Zucker, whose wife was good friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, didn't do anything about John Griffin working on Chris Cuomo's show. John Griffin, the pedophile, allegedly, working on Chris Cuomo's show. I wonder why Jeff Zucker, scumbag extraordinaire, didn't do anything to CNN producer Rick Salibi, who allegedly was hooking up with women and telling them to bring their daughters to his house in Vermont where he could sexually assault them. All of this stuff is happening under Jeff Zucker's nose for years. Nothing. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd say that he condoned it. I mean, it's reasonable to think that he's fine with this, right? Because after all, he's there for over a decade. These guys are there. I think John Griffin was there for at least a decade. This is all happening. His producers are pedophiles. His anchors are getting charged with sexual assault all over the place. His wife is hanging out with a convicted child trafficker. I think there's more to the story than just Jeff Zucker up and resigning for no reason. But back to this piece of shit, John Griffin. He claimed he sexually trained girls as young as 7. He said, quote, I mean, this is so fucking crazy. Sexual training would eventually include in-person meetings featuring spanking and cock worship. I mean, what do you do with this? I mean, I know what I'd do with a guy like this. Drop him off in General Pop at Pelican Bay. Let the homies know that guy's a chomo. We're going to put him out in the yard. He wants to play handball with you guys. Have fun. We'll turn the cameras off for 20 minutes. You can't rehabilitate guys like this. Talking about sexually training girls 7 years old for cock worship? I mean, what are you doing? You're a monster. Again, you're supposed to do a background check on people. You're supposed to look at their resume, ask for references, maybe do a background check if it's an important job, you know, something. You didn't. All these pedophiles wind up at CNN. Nobody catches them. They're going on for years and years and years and years. They're being promoted to the top. This guy is working nightly with Chris Cuomo on a show that is watched by tens of people. Let's talk about Chris Cuomo for a second. He was fired for the role he played in defending his dirty brother in a sexual misconduct scandal. So his brother, as we know, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, a certified piece of shit who most definitely should be on trial for 15,000 counts of murder for what he did in the nursing homes, whose director of communications is the woman at the center of this thing with Jeff Zucker, his former director of communications. So Chris Cuomo comes out when he's not pretending to be doing 100-pound dumbbell kickbacks in his house. He came out, he smeared the women who accused his brother of sexual misconduct. And what that did is that triggered a woman to come forward and get a lawyer to go after Chris Cuomo for an alleged sexual misconduct against her. This woman was so pissed off that Chris Cuomo came out and started defaming these women that were rightly pointing out that his brother Andrew Cuomo had fiddled with them. You know, he's like, oh, I'm Italian, that's how we are. Fuck you. That's disrespectful. I'm spitting all over the place. That's disrespectful to Italians. I know they're huggy and they like to know that. That's not what you are. You're a creep, Andrew Cuomo. You're a disgusting creep. And your brother, Chris Cuomo, went to bat for you. How does he go to bat for you? By slandering all the women that rightly came out and accused you of being the creep that you are. And that pissed off a woman who's watching this. who knew that Chris Cuomo had sexually assaulted her. So she came forward and said, I was willing to be quiet and let things be, but now it's on. CNN finally fired him after the woman's attorney delivered her bombshell information to the network. Chris Cuomo, doing his show at CNN, committing sexual misconduct against a woman, while simultaneously smearing women for claiming that his brother committed sexual misconduct against them. Clearly it runs in the family. His producer is a pedophile who is grooming seven-year-olds for cock worship. His buddy down the hall, Jake Tapper, has a producer that's doing the same thing. When they go into their weekly meetings, their boss, Jeff Zucker, his wife is out having brunch with Ghislaine Maxwell. And we're supposed to just pretend that CNN is the most trusted name in news? Are you out of your fucking mind? There should be police tape around that entire CNN building. And they should subpoena everybody's hard drives in there and start going through them. There is a criminal organization happening there. It's so bad in CNN that even that they started turning against each other. When Cuomo got fired, that little potato elf, Brian Stelter, said that Cuomo, quote, violated journalistic ethics and norms not once or twice, but many times, and that many CNN staffers were very frustrated by Chris Cuomo. That's Brian Stelter. Dude, when you're getting lectured for being shitty by Brian Stelter, like, you need to take a good, hard look at yourself. You know what I mean? When Brian Stelter's the voice of reason, and he's like, bro, you need to stop being an idiot. It's time for an evaluation. But, you know, look, CNN their ratings were so low and people had so little interest in what they were talking about that they had to pay airports to play CNN in the lobby. I don't know how you would describe it, where the gates are. Not when you're going through security or anything like that, but once you pass through security here in America, not every airport, but a bunch of them, you go through and then you get to where your gate is, and there might be a bank of televisions up high that's playing the news or playing something. The ones that were playing CNN, the airports were being paid by CNN to play that. And then the people that came through that airport on a daily basis were being counted as viewers because they're so desperate for ratings that they came up with that little scam as a way to count viewership, whether you were watching it or not. And most people were not. You know, I'd have the sound off, might have closed captioning. There's people, people are doing a million things waiting for their plane, checking their bags, eating, listening to the music on their phone, whatever. CNN got rid of that program. That program ended, I think about 10 months ago or so, but it was active for a while and they were paying a lot of money, like several hundred thousand dollars a year to, like, the Miami airport, places like that. I think they paid Miami airport $275,000 a year to play CNN. What a racket. I mean, if you're the airport, you're like, you're going to pay me to just put the TV channel on that? They're like, well, yeah, I mean, we have to pay you because nobody in their right mind would actually be asking you to put it on CNN. So, yeah, of course, we're going to have to pay you. We'll make it contractual that you do that. But then again, we can't forget what CNN did to Nick Sandman. Kyle Rittenhouse. God, could you imagine? CNN puts out an announcement tomorrow that Nick Sandman has replaced Jeff Zucker as president of CNN. Be so rad. He's like, I have no experience. They're like, doesn't matter. You're better than the previous guy. As long as you keep your dick in your pants, as long as your wife isn't hanging out with a convicted child trafficker, you're probably going to be fine. But their programming is poor. Their ideas for shows are not good. Live from the Capitol, January 6th, 1 year later. Ooh. I'm sure people just DVR'd the fuck out of that, right? I mean, it's just so, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. But it, you know, look, even their peripheral players, Sanjay Gupta, their health expert, goes on Joe Rogan, gets his ass handed to him. When Joe is like, why are they lying? They're lying to me. He's like, well, I don't think he's like, they're lying. Why are they lying? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what they shouldn't have done that. Sanjay Gupta finally admit they shouldn't have done that. They lied about the ivermectin, the horse thing. They shouldn't have done that. Yeah, Sanjay Gupta admitted it. And then you know what he did? 2 days later, he went back on CNN and talked shit about it. Like he acted like a tough guy. Like, oh, I didn't say any of that stuff. This is CNN. I mean, your chief medical advisor got dismantled by a pot-smoking MMA commentating podcast guy. Who was right with his information and made the CNN guy look like a schmuck. You have Jeffrey Toobin on CNN who is caught jerking off during a Zoom call, a work Zoom call. He was caught jerking off. He works for CNN. He still works for CNN. He is on television tonight, more than likely. Presumably with his pants on, but you can't be sure. You know, Anderson Cooper's on there. He's a Vanderbilt. There's questions about his background. He was a CIA intern. He's part of this. You know, I got less problems with Anderson Cooper than probably any of the guys on there. He seems like he seems like a decent guy, but you can't be a decent guy and work for CNN. That's my point. They get rid of decent people. Decent people don't work in places where there's pedophiles everywhere and there's sexual assaults happening all over the place. Decent people go, this place is crazy. I'm out of here. Especially if you're a Vanderbilt and you got all the money in the world. So let me reclassify and say that Anderson Cooper is the least worst anchor there. But what it boils down to with CNN is they have no ethics. They have no journalistic integrity. They have no integrity of any kind. They're an abomination, an embarrassment to broadcasting. They're an insult to our intelligence. They are constantly gaslighting us, telling us that we're wrong and what we're thinking. You can't know that. Chris Cuomo came out and said it was illegal for us to look at the WikiLeaks files. That's illegal. Anything that you learn, you're going to need to learn it from us. We can see it. We're the media. It's illegal for you. That is wrong. That is not correct. You are a pathological liar, Chris Cuomo. I'd love to say I take no pleasure in this takedown of CNN, but I take a tremendous amount of pleasure in this takedown of CNN because they deserve it. They have it coming to them and they have nobody to blame but themselves. If you like this episode, you can take the additional steps right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can follow us on Twitter at macroaggressions. The website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. And we now have a new Instagram account. So check us out on Instagram, and I will talk to you all soon.